Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we take a fresh, lively look at political figures who've shaped our country's history and culture. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today we're headed to the Empire State to talk about a man who's been in the halls of Congress longer than some of our listeners have been alive, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer of New York.
Charles Ellis Schumer was born on November 23, 1950, in Brooklyn, New York. He grew up in a middle-class Jewish family and showed an early knack for academics. After graduating as valedictorian from James Madison High School, he went on to Harvard, where he earned his bachelor's and law degrees. Although he passed the bar, he chose not to practice law. Instead, he dove headfirst into politics.
He started young, like really young. At just 24 years old, Chuck was elected to the New York State Assembly. 6 years later, in 1980, he won a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, where he'd serve for nearly two decades. During that time, he built a reputation as a policy wonk who never shied away from media attention.
In 1998, Schumer defeated Republican incumbent Al D'Amato in a high-stakes Senate race and took office as U.S. Senator in 1999. Over the years, he became known for his sharp debating skills, relentless work ethic, and, yes, his love of Sunday press conferences. The guy basically turned talking to reporters into a weekly ritual.
But Schumer isn't just a headline maker. He's also a deal maker. He played key roles in legislation around gun safety, immigration reform, and economic relief packages. In 2005, he became chair of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, helping his party win back the Senate in 2006. And in 2017, he rose to become Senate Democratic Leader.
He became Senate Majority Leader in 2021 after Democrats regained control. Under his leadership, the Senate passed a massive infrastructure bill, the CHIPS and Science Act, and the Inflation Reduction Act, major achievements for the Biden administration. He also presided over a highly polarized chamber, where every vote seemed to carry make-or-break consequences.
Schumer's political style is classic New York. Loud, direct, and strategic. He's known for his encyclopedic memory of every New York town and county, a quirk that serves him well in constituent politics. And while some call him overly cautious or too centrist, others praise his ability to hold together a very diverse Democratic caucus.
Of course, like most high-profile politicians, he's not without critics. Progressives sometimes accuse him of being too establishment. Republicans, well, they usually don't have much nice to say. But Schumer keeps doing what he's always done, delivering for New York, navigating complex Senate math, and keeping one eye on the next election cycle.
And let's be real, the man is kind of a meme magnet. Whether it's his expressive eyebrows, his tendency to talk with his hands, or just that unmistakable Brooklyn delivery, he's made his way into political TikToks, SNL sketches, and plenty of hot takes on political Twitter.
At over 70 years old, Schumer shows no signs of slowing down. Whether in the majority or the minority, he's deeply involved in every major negotiation and every major headline. If there's a deal to be made in the Senate, you can bet Chuck Schumer's in the room.
That's our look at Senator Charles E. Schumer, the savvy strategist from Brooklyn, who's helped steer American politics for decades.
Thanks for joining us on the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast.
Have a great day. And remember, this is an AI-generated podcast from pointedwords.com. See you next time.